According to 2021 data from the Gender-Based Violence or GBV Information Management System, physical violence accounted for 37% of GBV in South Sudan, followed by sexual violence at 25% of total reported cases. Kete Crawford is the USAID Mission Director for South Sudan.
Prevention, protection, and care responses to gender-based violence are needed to create a safe South Sudan for women and families. Our partnership with UNFPA will address some of these critical elements and move South Sudan towards reaching UN Sustainable Development Goal 5 for achieving gender equity and empowering all women and girls.
The USAID donated $300,000 in a grant to establish the safe house for gender-based violence survivors in Juba. Kidane G. Abraha, head of Integrated Sexual Reproductive Health and Rights Program at the UN Population Fund in South Sudan, says the one-year initiative is expected to work with community members to build support, particularly among men, for GBV prevention efforts.
South Sudan is actually having the GBV among the countries with high GBV prevalence, and mothers and young women are seriously affected, which is related actually primarily this is a conflict, but also we are having this patriarchal system and also the social impact, which is actually affecting the rights of women and girls in South Sudan. So in order to address these issues, we are partnering. Actually, initially, that's the mandate of UNFPA working on GBV, where we have one-stop centers and so on, to treat them both medical, psychological, and also providing law services.
Abraha says after creating the safe house in Juba, UNFPA will advocate for opening more safe houses across the country to ensure that survivors of gender-based violence get the support they need when they need it.
Survivors are not getting the deserved support on time. So this is the whole intention of the grant, and it ran throughout 2023. And this is actually an entry point. However, we are expecting further and broader cooperation with USAID to in order to address, you know, the huge demand that we have in areas of gender-based violence in South Sudan.
Activist Lona James, Executive Director of Voice for Change, welcomes the initiative, saying there need to be more awareness of gender-based violence across the country.
This aspect of dowry, people think when you're raped by your husband, actually they say there is no rape because they marry you and they can do whatever they want to do with you. And you are considered as an object for sexual gratification, that is it. You know? But there is a need, yes. There is a need, not only just to protect them, but also actually to find out why, establish why these men are doing like that.
UNFPA says it will establish a transitory shelter service for survivors in Juba to serve as a safe space for people fleeing life-threatening situations. On several occasions, the United Nations has reported a surge in gender-based violence in South Sudan, fueled by persistent conflict and the climate crisis. Noticeable forms of gender-based violence include sexual violence, intimate partner violence, and forced marriage. While men and boys are also affected by gender-based violence, the vast majority of survivors are women and girls. According to a report from the Global Women's Institute and the International Rescue Committee, up to 65% of South Sudanese women and girls in conflict zones have experienced some kind of physical or sexual violence. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaiding in Juba.